driver of Baxford. Nature has the scent of love. So, if carbon dioxide will freeze up anything, what would happen if the man is breathing out carbon dioxide? Would the Englishman breathe in oxygen?
If he's breathing out carbon dioxide?
I said, your carbon dioxide is my oxygen.
I know you say that, but I don't see how. And you could have carbon dioxide gas that would freeze you. I mean, out in the air, it's not freezing. I guess the more compact it is, the less freezing.
Is there any differences?
Well, this one is more detailed.
This one is?
The actual puncture is more detailed.
I see.
Here come. Are you familiar with arthritic patients?
Arthritis?
There is copper bands.
Oh.
Yeah, for the condition.
No, I've never heard that before. And it helps?
Hmm. Interesting, this never makes a green line like most countries. This never makes a green.
I don't have enough copper in it.
But normally if you wear a copper ring, you can turn your skin green.
Yeah.
But this doesn't ever.
That's so funny. How is that?
Because it has the other stuff in it?
Yeah.
It's really a strange color right now. I've never seen this color. It's red.
Yeah. And then, there's one silver?
Yeah.
And one is copper and brass? That's what you're doing now? It's good. Is it good to have an acidic metabolism?
Depends on your blood type.
Oh.
I thought it was while you were being
burned. Yeah, while I was being the sun coming out of the womb, the house is burning down.
Yeah? For real?
Okay.
And you were inside the house being born?
Yeah.
And the roof is burning?
Yeah. No, you
the
told
house
it
was
differently.
Chris, you tell stories differently
every time you hear it.
Well, no, the whole house is burning down.
You said
here
was second
story,
and the first
story
is burning down.
See, the houses were built like two stories, you know, still your business, and the home is upstairs,
uh-huh.
South America. So if somebody threw a cigarette by a mistake and it wouldn't hold it, and then by the time it caught a fire, I was doing fine. The doctor was crazy, he tell me the place coming up. I forgot about it.
Hello.
Yeah. Yeah, just a moment.
Yeah. Yes, no, maybe. I know you'll take a bath, and I'll give all I cannot give. That's right. And you wouldn't buy what I don't want. Oh, hanging in with my nose. And you sure bet we got a New Year's Eve dinner and we can serve you all them black eyed peas and soy jowl. Yeah, we open New Year's Day and I'm working New Year's Day. Yeah, we want it all. Sure. Okay. All right. Yeah. Good. Well, by the way, don't forget the soy jelly. All in good food. Good. Okay. Right. Bye-bye.
Is she coming?
Yeah, she's going to bring in cake
for dinner.
Is
she coming for dinner?
Yeah.
She's
going to
eat there?
New Year's Eve.
She's
going to
eat.
She's bringing stuff in.
But she's not
going to
stay for dinner?
Yeah, she thinks we're done. She's bringing in like a bag. Okay. Over the hip, let's say dinner.
Yeah.
Tell me, how did you really hurt your foot? If there's a possibility we can help the muscle.
How did I hurt the foot?
Yeah.
Oh, right here?
No, originally when you got this.
Okay. Like recently when it acted up, I think I did it by sleeping wrong.
But before, what really happened to your foot?
To my hip. Okay, I was water skiing.
Yeah.
Okay. And I was going forward, but rolling back.
The light. That's how it's called cleanliness and godliness. Or cellular alignment is focusing.
Cellular alignment is what?
Focusing.
Oh, I thought you said that.
We're getting rid of the old agricultural language that breeds guilt. And replace it with scientific terminology that frees you eternally.
Yeah.
Once and for all. Agricultural description of your nature will make you live in guilt. Fool yourself, that's where the word comes from, guile. And until you understand the electromagnetic structure of yourself, you will not be free from it. Lord of yourselves.
Well, you can't understand it until you are it, right? Right.
That's why you must make the journey. Some people call it going to Mecca. Some people call it looking for the Book of Enlightenment. Some call it the door of nothingness. I only call it going back to the sperm. But Jesus says, unless you're born again, you cannot enter. Paul says, live and die daily, you got it all made. I only say, understand how it comes together. Atomically. No different. Excuse me. Go.
You ever been in Wyoming, Madonna?
I went through from Chicago. Mm-hmm. Back through Utah. Went to Wyoming. Mm-hmm. That's still after Utah.
Mm-hmm.
I was working in Chicago, then they transferred me to Utah. And then I was transferred from Utah. Another path to one. The next station after one.
There's a lot of light there. So.
Indians have a nice name for that town.
Big Sky.
Wyoming.
Wyoming.
Ming.
Wyoming.
The Emperor Ming was living there. And Lyle came on, and gave him a boost.
Which has more protein, Donnie's noodles or the gluten?
That's what makes the cow taste like a cow.
Mm-hmm.
We are designing.
Mm-hmm.
Vegetables above the ground in the middle of the day, and vegetables under the ground at night for 21 days. And around the full moon, you can indulge in a little piece of chicken or beef or pork or egg.
You're not supposed to do
that. That's right, and that will keep you on balance.
What is spirulina?
Spirulina is nighttime food.
Is it?
Depending on if it comes from Mexico or it comes from the States. Come from the States in the middle of the day. Come from Mexico, it's nighttime.
It's
it's nighttime food as well. It's basically algae.
It feels like it's all day from noon on.
It's gas. The wrong time of day. One little girl attended my class in solar nutrition, and the mother always wanted her to eat spirulina.
Mm-hmm.
And she wouldn't eat it. And the mother was always angry at her. When she came to the mother, from her came to the class, and she asked in the class, what time do you eat spirulina? And I said, my time. She said, mother, I told you it tastes horrible in the morning. That's why I like it at night. You see, he said it at night time. I eat it any time at night in the soup and anything. But it tastes horrible in the morning. And the mother couldn't realize that. She said, no, why it wasn't the right time to do it. We've been suffering the back. She needs work done. But the thing is, this girl, why should you hold your heart to the neck?
You pick one, and if you feel
like you want to pick another one, you can show them. Is rice all right
for
the morning? Yeah. Rice is not good. Morning, noon, and night. One grass you can eat all day.
Sometimes I'm not going to put them away.
How did you hurt your neck?
I hurt my neck. Well, I
lose it. How did you hurt it?
3 years ago, it came in my head.
Did you put it
on the ground? Yeah. Good. Ask a crazy question. What color comes to mind when you think of it, your neck? Uh-huh. Crazy question. Before you hurt your neck, did you, can you remember anything you were resenting at the time?
Oh, a lot.
Good. And you're still resenting it? Yeah. And so your lower back is paying the price. Trauma. Very sorry for your mother. Trauma. You never go back to your mother. Unless you go back to the room, we can't get out.
Did I give you too much of that?
No.
Donna, turn it over to your head. God, that's why it was insulted. The place to be for what I needed to do with her. Yeah. What are people fighting for?
Fighting?
They always have, historically, they do it right now. Yeah. And there's love. Where I am now has a whole different feeling to it. I can't remember how much I told you in the letter. Did I just have it?
Well, guns are fatal for certain people.
Mm-hmm.
Who need to go and see the stairway to the sky.
See what?
The stairway to the sky.
That one from Joseph Hill?
Yeah. And when you see that, it cleans you out.
Every bit of shit I've ever had in my life showed up to me. It's
yeah.
Like magic, you know?
Yeah, that's what theory is all about.
I'd think something, but it
would
show
up. It's called the cosmic elevator to nothingness.
Oh, definitely. It's fantasy,
from
island.
Foot, from foot to hero.
From throat
to hero.
Oh, yeah.
Or John the
Fruit.
Seven,
in the room, the room.
My husband, my father. It's okay. Nobody's gone. You know, I just kind of live in that.
Was that true for everyone that goes there?
It's pretty hard for me.
What line do you have there?
Nothing. 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 I set that one up. Oh, I did that before leaving Houston.
What transit were you having at that time?
I feel like I didn't feel transit for just this reason.
You might have been having transit for a few years.
What have been the night evening? Where is Saturn at the time?
Right here?
Yeah. Where is Saturn?
Well, right now it's early 20s, but last year it was all in between about 9 to 14. And then, my life, 6
Three businessmen bashing the food. She finally intervened. With a local
church guy, holiday.
They were sitting on the back seat. Didn't want to be known or recognized. And when the collection plate came around, they had painted. Matt, he woke up and saw Wong and Matt holding him. Matt grabbed him by the shirt and Wong was banging him. He said, "You guys, did you put anything in the plate?" He said, "Well, after you ate it, you brought it." And Matt was so bigger than me, Wong. "We hold you up and I stand with my weight. Not after you put anything in the plate."
Teamwork.
The story goes, you never know who put anything in the plate. Well, I see there's one church in Tennessee. The basket map, they will also take the credit cards. You get collected. Use your credit card.
Daughter, do you know about Carmel Temple here? That place? Mm-hmm. You heard about them? You know the people on Larkin and the Noah? Remember her?
Mm-hmm.
I know they've been here, and the Noah's recently here.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? Do you know about Carmel Temple?
Yeah, they're already.
Know what about it?
I haven't heard of it. It's the place, you know.
I've just heard the word. I don't know anything about it.
It was built about 14 years ago over near Hobby Airport.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who runs it?
Well, that's not clear. A couple who built it, a man and his wife, received the information as to where to build it and how to build it and what materials to use. And then they waited for 14 years. Nothing happened. Their last friend, Dan, went over there and did a session there. And it became apparent to all parties involved that that's the place before. And since then, Dan has spent less time in Houston. And some of the people who are here have been town. And they have sessions over here 2 nights a week now, one Tuesday, Thursday evening, Golden Circle meditation. And about 4 people are channeling, approximately 10 or so.
So what do they do?
It's actually a fairly structured format. For the first about 15 or 20 minutes is a guided meditation for the planetary healing. They call that the Golden Circle Meditation. And the person, or whatever you want to call it, relates it to somebody or something coming through one of the channels.
Mm-hmm.
Just through that person. Then there is an open sort of monologue or teaching session. And it's
very quick temper and kind of hot. That influence was going on fast beside it. She was personal and spiritual kind of concern. She made the question and answer to it. Maybe you can ask it, but couldn't it? That's sort of what turned out here. In theory, there's some connection between that place, the people who are drawn to it, and these extremes.
Hello, Lily.
Hi, I'm inside if anybody's interested.
Who could be that part of the world?
The goal is one for every day of the year. 365.
She was doing a lift. Her attitude is to drive it, not to own it. Most people...
Somebody else may have it.
Want to own it, they don't want to drive it.
Free ride. No headache.
Well, by and large, it stacks around him. Like Yogananda, got out of a brand new Cadillac. Best of his kind in that particular year. And there were 30 some odd people standing up. And one guy was saying in his mind, if he's a Swami or a Yogi, why is he driving in a Cadillac? And they were not introduced. And this guy's talking in his mind, kind of. But all of a sudden, Yogi Langer turns around and looks up at the street and says, Mr. Johnson, I'm not a freaky guy. I didn't ask for this Cadillac, it was given to me. In fact, it's a very poor expression of man's creativity that they found a better model than here in the operation. Now, that made me understand better models are very sneaky. So I ride a Rolls Royce. Why own them? Well, you really can't own anything in the true sense of the word.
You're just using it.
Yeah. Probably there's some of the people who
win it. You're sound asleep, how could you even use it?
Not to do with it. You can part with it and bury with it. Dead man has probably gone under the road.
Yeah, look at it. Like I never get to ride in the whole
day.
So then what?
Rainbow money has already been made. It will be issued in the month of June after the insurance thing on the tax of 1985.
So soon,
huh? The income tax in 1985
is a year and a half. I've already seen $100 bill.
Okay, but now, so what will that do with the CIA and this counterfeit money? What will they use instead? Because that's supposed to do with it away with all that counterfeit money. And somehow they say that's supposed to affect the national debt.
That's part of the reason. Seems like they could print rainbows.
No,
the
they
rainbow
have something
money
in their guy and they're
going to
put it in
the
money that's going to get extremely hard to
do. Those who hold back accounts will not benefit that. Those who hold immediate cash to trade can immediately and get the equivalent value.
Bank accounts, meaning?
No, those who have cash in their hand
okay.
can go to the bank
okay.
and redeem their money and dollars.
What about T-bills?
Those will always be held in check by deposit.
Are they redeemable?
Their interest will drop down.
Will they still be worth something?
They'll be worth with the interest dropping down, though.
What about savings accounts?
The interest will drop down.
But will you still be able to get...
If you have $1,000 in, and you were getting a 7% interest, you'd only get 2% interest in $1,000.
Okay, and why is this putting in a different color of money going to change the interest? What are they going to do?
The volume of interest
Because it takes on all that counterfeit, there isn't enough money to pay the interest.
So to pay you 2% on your thousand instead of pay you 7% on your thousand, that 5% will go to be fixed.
And that's why they're saying that real estate is going to be so bad, because nobody's going to have enough money then to buy anything.
So a flat rate income tax will compensate for a while till they raise themselves to, from a 2% interest to a 4% interest, a workable interest in your rent money.
Okay, what if you have a debt that you are paying installments on at a certain percentage of interest? Is that percentage interest going to drop also?
Yes.
So everybody's going to get their interest off, well, not just the bank, but the people that loan to the bank, the interest they pay the bank.
You will not get the full volume of your interest if you're paying 7 or you're being paid 7. You'll end up getting 2, or you have to pay.
And you're certain it's going to be this year?
Already in circulation. But you can't pass it through the factor yet.
It's already in the bank, but it's not in circulation.
The U.S. Treasury has already delivered it to the bank.
Yeah, but it's not in circulation.
It's from the 22nd of December. It will be issued out in the 6th of June after the income tax. So the month of June it will come up. And all the income tax will all be paid and redeemed and everything. This is the April income tax. You have one more month to do this in May. And then all the overdue penalties, to bring them around for the first of June. By June 1st or 6th, they will start reappearing in the market.
So,
but if the economy tends to show any upsurge, and if the interest would come down, and if companies will tend to change their attitude, it may not need the red bills to go in circulation. It may be held in check for another year. That depends upon how the economy decides to do from now to June. That's their option. They can either try for more interest, or they are cut back to still in a workable interest of 7%.
If all these interest rates drop, how will that affect generally
times
like price for rent?
It'll force the rent to go down back to where it was about 8 years ago.
So that's not going to be so good if you have an installment payment. You're not going to be taking in very much money.
It'll force things to come back if you retire. In
other
words, if you had a 3-year program to pay, you'll get a 4-year program to pay. Rather the economy keep improving so that the interest would stay between 8.5 to 9% below the 10% ratio. So by virtue of that, whatever you owe in 3 years can be paid off in 3 years. They can have a 3.5 to 4 years extension. Maybe the interest is in the same rate and drop it off to you're paying 8% to 13.5%. They can get that would be to your advantage of maintaining a healthier workload all around. People were willing to spend money if they didn't want to spend $50 before for certain services. Now they would be in a position to spend $48 for those paid services. And the $48 would be paid twice. Not a question.
Thank you.
on to finish the job.
Well, is it true that it's not really them anymore, that it's another entity or something that they're missing?
Whatever you want to believe in, that's where you will make it. I don't believe in nothing. Carbon dioxide can create walk-ins. Carbon dioxide can create devils. Carbon dioxide can create angels. But I am life, oxygen. The only gas that gives me consciousness. And all these things are words in my head. So they don't exist for me. But I'll play their games. Because that's the only thing you know how to get sick.
Hello? Mark here? Yes. Yes, Linda, how are you doing? Yeah. You want to come in?
Today I need a real walking up.
She wants to see you tonight. You'll do what?
Today I see a gentleman walking up to me with eyes.
Well, what are they relating to something?
Ask the person honestly. You ask the person honestly. Do they want to face their life? Or do they want to pass the buck? Or do they want something from nothing?
Well, they say that
Lead, change others, demonstrate, you know. So anytime they read something about some unusual power having done, they leave themselves open. Then some of them will go to the extent of being representatives. That's how come Jesus broke away from all of them. They didn't like it. He drove them out. Send them into the pigs. They get so worked up and warped in your head that they're telling you how to run your life, and in actuality, they're sucking off of you.
They're actually being.
Being in the sense of, your own head gave them power by
repeating the word. If you don't have a word to identify it, they can't have power. It's like a wavelength. All the wavelengths are coming through that machine there. But if I take off the dial strip with the numbers, how the hell are you going to know which is which? So, you wouldn't know, but until you put the dial switch back, and if you reverse it upside down, you can see this is KG5, and your dial is on KG6. Oh shit, I gotta move it. What are you gonna try and do? Match it, right? That's the mistake. Because you let KG5 match you. Instead, you match KG5. If you're KG6, and the signal is sending in from KG5, we will tend to do what? Try to match KG5 by being KG6, right? We took it off and rearranged it. But if you stay your KG6, and you ain't shifting nothing, KG5 gonna change to what? Match you, then he ain't coming around. You don't have no record, you end it close off, you fail out. That's why he said, I am the father of one. That was the best mantra. You see me, you see your father. That knock out all of them. They couldn't influence the Christ nature. The Christ power is the oneness. It eradicates all kind of wavelengths trying to interfere or imitate. But that's, when you begin to understand radio engineering concepts, you begin to understand all the games of psychic phenomena. They're no different. It's just those electromagnetic processes. There really is no psychic phenomena. But they're electromagnetic processes that work through the chemistry of the body to produce the sensation or the condition at different speeds for different people. So they...
See, if they are, they're me too.
Yeah.
If they're so... I also see you're different.
Right. So the thing is this, if they're so important, why the hell they don't come down here and work? Huh? Well, they're fucking our heads off. I tell you, they're smart.
It's an unusual phenomenon. I'm just wondering what happens to the seven people that are channels to the same frequency.
It's like everything else. Antenna is always going to be an antenna. It's always going to be a broadcasting station. The unit that broadcasts is useless without a what? An antenna, right? And the antenna is useless without the what? But what good is it all if nobody don't have turn on the receivers? So what does the antenna do?
You have a big tunnel. A wide mountain.
I don't have, but I'll invent one for you.
When I'm a juicer, do you have a juicer like that?
Let me see what your problem is, and then I'll invent something.
Sorry to interrupt.
That's all right, nobody interrupting, nothing. See, the thing is this. The head of the energy. Is like wavelengths. You have all the equipment to transmit, but the transmitter is useless without the antenna. Now, well, the transmitter is useless without people buying what, receivers, but they don't like you to buy transceivers. They would put them out of business. So they like everybody to buy receivers, so they program your head what you're supposed to receive from them. If you buy transceivers, then you can transmit back, but that gives you independence. They don't like that. Now, the antenna can't do anything without the transmitter. And the transmitter and the antenna can't do anything without receivers. But how are you going to get people to turn on the receivers? If nobody turn on the receiver, the antenna and the transmitter will be there doing nothing. So the people who own the antenna go out and advertise. This is station JKV, we beam X amount of miles over the country, turn on and you will hear the ultimate in all you wish to believe in. We cover all the news,
so they advertise like that. So one day you may be a little bored and kind of turned off with the old-fashioned nothing-doing feeling. You want something interesting. And it's been a long time since you turned on your radio, your TV. And just out of sheer curiosity, you turn it on, and the station KBV is beaming. And messages are coming through to you. And you say, oh my gosh, look what I've been missing. Look what I've been missing. No wonder my life is so boring. I haven't been taking part in this. I haven't been doing this. So you start to hear programs. You feel you're left out. And therefore, every day now, maybe 24 hours a day, you turn on, you tape it, everything to be what? Or be a parrot, or to record the whole thing, or you get locked in there. And that's the same way with the other type of phenomena. You get overlapped. You don't maintain our identity, or personality, or sense of living.
Should I
film
right to the brim?
No, no, just below the neck line there.
Oh, well, it won't hurt on someone, will it?
No, it won't hurt that much.
I thought you didn't want to hear it.
Well, you can go up to where the plate, put the plate on, that's all right.
Okay.
Did
I put these in the refrigerator to cool?
Yeah.
Without the top on?
Is it cold?
Well, it's room temperature.
Yeah, that's all right. Room temperature is perfect. You just put it in the refrigerator.
Without the top?
No, put the top on.
Put the top on?
Yeah. No problem. It's already cool a bit.
Oh, okay.
No problem. Just seal them off right there.
That's an interesting concept of purpose. Thunder. You kind of got into revelation and it may be some change, solid change.
It's okay, they have good ideas for people evolving. Now, put it one way. Now, I'm not knocking it, I'm just sure. When you're evolving to any level better than you are, it's good. But not to a level where you're going to feel trapped that you can't be yourself. That's no good either. You always have to have your own self-freedom in your evolving. No matter how high you're evolving, you still want the right to be you. That's what I mean about Sinatra. I did it my own way. I don't care how high I'm going. I don't want to do it that always your way. I like to also do it my own way. See, that's the difference between a shuttle fired off with a missile controlled from the ground versus one that has its own built-in maneuverability to adjust any condition that comes up in there in space. And that's subjected to the ground control if it gets cut off. You know what I mean? It's like flying or driving with a spare tire. And not be at the mercy in space out there where you don't have to spare time to correct. So when you say a vehicle is shot from the ground and everything is controlled down here and you don't have no individuality of your own to adjust that, it's gone out there, then it's going to be a waste of money and a loss of life. Because why? It doesn't have no self-correction if this thing stops working. You know what I mean? But if this thing stops working and then they're making contact, this can switch into its own individual, find its chart, till we get back online again. Perfect. That's the best way to go. Then you know cooperation plus individuality is a higher form of evolution than just cooperation without individuality. That's a form of self-imposed imprisonment. And it's dangerous because anytime it can be locked out or locked in the way you find yourself involved, you can't do that. So that's not a healthy state. So be able to be locked in that way. It's always to be able to move on to the individual. why Jesus said, you see me, you see the Father, and the Father are one. He locked up everything, he gave himself to freedom. But no, that's not my will, but thy will be done. That's the cooperation. You know what I mean? So he works in both. He works
and the
Father are one. You see me, you see the Father. Oh, yeah. So anything I do, I bring it to the Father right away. And nobody can bump me down, you know? So that's number one, individuality. And at the same time, it's not my will, but thy will be done. I ain't fighting the issue to try to show off. I'll go along with any kind of program that's set up. But then at times he did what? Took off and be himself. Retreated off to the desert to find his own self-composure. Overload. Now I got too overloaded, what are we going to do? He has dropped down the load someplace. We go out to the desert and there he has dropped it.
How
was the overload? Well, from the complex of people around us. If you're working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, how long do you think you can go? Not too long, right? And you're in that kind of profession. You're doing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Because everybody knows you for what? A cosmic lifesaver. You can't let nobody drunk. They come looking for you to work for them. So he don't go looking for work. Work him looking for him. He went to the desert to get the strength to be able to withdraw from society and not to make an ego game out of it. Then he came back. Then he worked with people and then periodically he would leave them and go off to be himself. That's it. It's like a car hauling a load and then it gets dirty, he's got to go to the garage to get washed up and come back again. It's what you call biological maintenance. That's right. It's a good way to look at it because it doesn't have no guilt and it don't leave you with that kind of a hang-up that you're left out and you're going to be the one and only number one joker. That's valid. It helps you to see that every individual and everything that is being done are equal. Every individual is equal, and everything that is being done is okay. Just the time it's done, that may seem frustrating or demanding, but once you understand the timing, everybody is driving down the road of life, not creating more accidents. The timing is what sets the equalness and the quality. The incidents that come up in your life is time. How you cope with it. So, timing of the daily events in your life is the evidence you have that intelligence is directing in your life. Otherwise, you wouldn't have any way to rationalize and feel that competence to cope with it. So, it doesn't make you a fixture, it makes you a flexible person. You can't be a failure, because failures aren't born. Only winners are born. So therefore, all life is a process of unfolding. So you listen to your own tapes, see how they work, and you recognize the timing, you got it made.
So is it good to keep your tongue out all the time? Do you have it to sing?
Again.
Huh?
Again.
Whenever you have it?
Yeah. It prevents it.
By keeping the tongue out.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to Regina. You remember Regina Quinn?
Yeah.
He came here to Chicago yesterday and asked about you. Sure enough, he had put out a cookbook yet. And I said, not to my knowledge. I had spoke to you one time a long time ago. And
Working on it.
Yeah, you said you were more interested in the individual person rather than writing a book. She said she was going to give you a call today. Said your dad was the only one that she ever found that she liked, and she tried them all now.
Good, folks. I'm running.
Well, I tell you,
I find you learn more by doing. Take a workshop and learn how to cook. You learn more than all the books because you can never really get the feel from the book itself. You got to experiment. I learned to cook not because I have all the recipes around me. The one chef who taught me was one of the best in Canada. He was the chef to the imperial government of Albania.
Really?
And he was living in Canada. He escaped from the right movement. And he lived in Canada. And he was a chef. And I came in there and did dishwashing. He said, how come you handle running the dishwasher? Man, you should be behind the stove. I said, well, I'm just trying to get in. I haven't really pushed it. So I tell you what, come behind the stove and work for me. So I got behind the stove. And every day he started ideas. He said, last day, well, I made a book for Lord of the Cosmos. He said, hell no. He said, you make the mistake. You eat it, and he said, but start out small to make big quantities.
Anyway, thanks for my drive.
But in the whole process, I'd say I must only burn for 3 times.
And only 300?
Over anxious. You know, when you see stuff, you get too anxious.
That's true now. Well, no, I should have to put all this in books someday before you live.
Really?
You move away or whatever you do. I mean, what are we going to do?
They're going on tapes.
Are you putting them on tapes now?
They're trying to collect them tapes that they've been talking about. Thank you.
What kind of sauce is that over there?
The barbecue.
Barbecue sauce? Mm-hmm. Oh, when you're cooking that, how do you cook it all the time? I just seem to get out and heat up and cook it, that's it.
Yeah.
That's all you
have to do? That sauce, any kind of sauce you want it. Any kind of
sauce?
Any kind of gravy.
I know you probably told me this before, but how much protein do you have there? So, nice, I believe.
It's equivalent to a 4 ounce hamburger.
So, ounce for ounce, how does it compare?
It's a 2-to-1.
Twice as much protein?
Yeah.
Or how much is that? That's 2 ounces worth?
Maybe about 2 ounces. But you see, the protein in the beef don't have nitrogen.
But since this is cooked, doesn't it lower the nitrogen?
It's near lower nitrogen, but don't have no uric acid either. And don't have lactic acid. And don't have a penalty. Another thing you have to take into consideration when you eat the beef. See, the beef is not bad. It's just that the beef is a secondary food, not a primary food.
Is there any way you could remove those substances? The meat without destroying it?
At the time of
the day. I mean, do some kind of process
it. And then when you originally ate the animal, the secondary came with it. Because the weather came and destroyed his crop. He did not stop anybody. He was foraging for whatever good by the weather.
Weeds, whatever.
Yeah. But then... the meat was secondary. And a certain time they got sick and hit it, another time they didn't get sick, so you have to watch them. They never made any rotation. So fundamentally or instinctively he was a foreign official. If he didn't work tonight, what the hell, he needs to eat tonight. Because he stays more closer to the river, he didn't go way too far from the river, closer to the food he was set. What do you like?
Beans,
So, we took a risk. Really hard, isn't it?
But
it's so sick,
Mom, I'm going to
find a way out.
Well, yeah.
No matter what.
Yeah.
That is
sort of.
You live long enough and
they're
sick.
Well, so the sickness has its own education. That's what must have been healthy. When you're sick, you're more liable to listen. I mean, you're healthy. Now, you want to stop the pain, you want to stop it.
Well, that's a lot of screw by everything. Once I get you thinking, you're okay.
You see, I was paying good money. I'm eating good food. It wasn't a fool of the bag, it was good food. That was the whole dog I did. Good turkey, beef, chicken, vegetables. They're good, cooked good. I mean, they had a good chef. But we're going in at the wrong time, making gas.
Not as I want to, may have a pot to come. Gas,
yeah.
Pot
to come.
Also drinking beer.
Beer is hard in the middle of the day.
Because
middle of the day, the beers are not that long ago.
But now I have carbon
dioxide. All the toast and the diet. But the middle of the day, it'll
take care of the carbon. Even carbonated water?
Yeah, because carbon is the middle of the day.
Huh. You like carbon in the middle of the diet?
Yeah.
You mean I can't drink toast in the middle of the diet? What about fingers?
Middle of the day. Still okay?
Yeah. What about the sweet molds and sweet?
Is that enough honey or vinegar for the world? Enough to make it better?
Yeah.
I don't really need that to go back. Is it okay? Chicken for the right time. If you did it the wrong time, you got a different problem. You take it the right time, you find your quantity reduces just enough. Then he fights. I had it in your house. That's like a ready-made bed.